We'll now head across and check in with the Fremantle Dockers. Peter Bell, the football operations department boss, is on the line. And Peter, it's been an interesting trade period for you. You knew in advance that Adam Terra was not going to be part of your mix coming out of 2021, but you've emerged out of the past 2.5 weeks on the trade period with another high-end draft pick from three seasons ago, that being Jordan Clark, transacted late today. I'd imagine you'd be reasonably comfortable with how it's all unfolded.
Yeah, thanks, Damo. Disappointed to lose Adam, and the reasons for that are well documented. But we were thankful that we were able to get that negotiation with Carlton done reasonably quickly. And then our attention turned to other matters, including Jordan, which obviously went pretty much down to the wire. But we're really pleased to be able to bring him in. He's got some attributes that we think will really suit our list and the way that we play and our home games, particularly at Optus as well, whether that be on the wing or across halfback. We can't wait to get him in and get to work with him.
And you're also able to keep the pick 19, which was part of the conversations from a Geelong perspective. You gave up a little bit less than that. But how do you see that being played? Because Soss has been talking about the beauty of that pick, that being the first pick on night two of the national draft.
Yeah, I mean, a bit to play out now before the draft, obviously. But it is a valuable pick because with the day in between the first round and the second round, all the clubs will be able to reassess and look at the players that perhaps have slipped a little bit down the order. And then we're assuming some will come and present some offers to us. That's not to say that we wouldn't be comfortable using it ourselves. If the player there that we really love, we'd have no hesitation in using pick 19. But you have a bit of flexibility there. And I'm pretty confident there'll be a number of proposals thrown up by other clubs.
Pete, well done on the deal, the Clark deal. Where do you see his best position?
Yeah, it's a good question, Soss. From a need basis, we could see him really slotting in across half-back for us. But he did play some good football on the wing as well. And look, I've heard some of the commentary about, the space at Optus and his running ability being well-suited to that. I'll leave that for the coaches to work out. But in our discussions with Geordie, it has been across half-back or on the wing.
So what was his reasoning to come to you guys? Was it, I mean, obviously lack of opportunity, but why wasn't he getting a game at the Cats?
Yeah, not sure on that exactly. But I guess he saw the need, the same things that we identified in him as what he could produce with an opportunity, across halfback for us. And that would have appealed to him. The fact that we're here in Perth, his hometown, probably also appealed as well. But I know that he was just desperately looking for opportunity and for whatever reason, in the back line, didn't get a lot of it after his first year at the Cats. We think there'll be some opportunities with us for many years to come, hopefully.
So you've got a really good draft hand. Are you looking to maybe slide up a bit higher?
Look, again, that's not something that we've spent a whole lot of time discussing. That'll be the next sort of order of business now that we're through the trade period. But I would think that clubs would be pretty reluctant to shift around too much. We'll explore some opportunities, but if it is that we'll end up with 6 and 8, which most likely we'll slide back a couple with the father-sons, as everyone understands, we'd be really comfortable taking those picks. And we think, well, you know, top 10 picks, there should be really good talent available.
Hey, Peter, can you tell the Fremantle listeners, is there a Matthew Pavlich somewhere in the draft, a replacement for at that 6 to 8 mark that the Dockers can have charging out of the key goal square and kick 60 goals over the next 10 years a season?
Yeah, well, Pav's a pretty unique player. So yeah, if there's one of them available in the draft, this year's draft, and the club that gets him will be in a pretty good space. Yeah, look, haven't looked too closely at the talent. David Walls and his team will compile those orders over the coming month. But I'm sure there's a lot of talent, whether it be key position or midfielders or whatever the case may be. And look, at 6, 8 and 19, we're getting good access to some top-end talent there. So looking forward to seeing what's available.
Hey, Peter, thanks for tonight, and not just tonight, for your involvement and others at the Dockers throughout the trade period. You've been really open with your time and information exchange, and we thank you for it.
No, well done to everyone at Trade Radio. It's been really entertaining. Good job.